Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you are looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy Monday. Good morning, good afternoon. It is currently morning for me and perfectly in alignment with what I'm going to be talking about on today's episode. You can tell from the title that I am chatting about how I became a morning person. The other day, I shared something on social media. You guys know, I'm pretty sure I've talked about it here, that I invested in an Oura ring several months ago now. I think that I've had it for about 2.5, maybe 3 months at this point. And as the ring continues to get to know me, it continues to bring out new features. The more I wear it, the more it understands my body, and it keeps introducing new features to me. And the other day, it introduced a new feature that I have some familiarity with from the podcast episode that I did with Dr. Sarah. She is a sleep expert. The feature that it brought to me was called Body Clock, and I'm going to share with you a little bit about the feature. In case you've been curious about my Oura ring, I do absolutely love it. 1,000% worth the investment. I love that it is very health focused. I was saying yesterday on a call with one of my one-on-one clients, I feel like I'm very much so in an era of like having my body perform optimally. So much of my life was spent focusing on either changing the way that I looked or healing my relationship with food. And now I feel like I've done so much work. I feel so confident in my body. My relationship with food is so good. I really feel like I'm in a place in my life where I want my body to function at its best capacity. And I think that the Oura ring is a really beautiful device that helps with that. The functions are heavily focused on your health and wellness versus just fitness. It does obviously track things like your steps and your movement, but it's heavily, heavily, heavily focused on your rest and your recovery and your wellness and so many other incredible things. So it introduced this feature to me called Body Clock. And basically what this does is it tells you your sleep chronotype. If you listen to the episode with Dr. Sarah, I don't remember all of the sleep chronotypes, but I do remember when I saw this, I was like, oh, I remember having this conversation with her. My sleep chronotype, it made me laugh, which is one of the reasons I shared it on social media. My sleep chronotype, I'm going to read to you what it says. I am referred to as the early morning type, and it says rising before the dawn. You are a rare early morning type. You feel awake, alert, and energetic in the mornings. For you, morning is the time to do a workout and intellectual work alike. You've already tackled many of the day's tasks by the time evening types are only starting. Make sure you get enough sleep. Social schedules are not a problem for you unless they run late. Staying up every now and then is fine as long as you return to your natural sleep schedule as soon as you can. You might feel tempted to stay up for social occasions, but it's okay to opt out and focus on a schedule that works best for you. Less than 10% of people are early morning types, and your optimal sleep schedule is from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. This made me laugh. It made me giggle because it 100% gave me permission to be the introvert that I am. I've noticed that the older I get, the less I want to participate in late evening activities. Even when Chris and I are on vacation or I go over a friend's house, by the time 9 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, y'all, I am ready for bed. But the reason that it made me laugh is because I used to be very different than this. I used to be the complete opposite of this. And if you've heard me talk before about what my relationship with fitness looked like and my struggles around being consistent and the struggle that I had in learning to be a person who woke up in the morning to get exercise off of my checklist before my day started. It took me a really long time to become a person who has the sleep schedule that I do. And obviously, before I even talk about how I've gotten here, I need to preface this episode by saying I have the privilege, well, a privilege for me because it's the life that I have chosen, but I don't have children. So for a lot of you, if you're working full-time jobs and you're not coming home until 5:30 or 6 o'clock, you're needing to cook dinner with your kids, bathe your kids, get your kids to bed, and then you probably want a little bit of alone time for yourself before you unwind for the evening. I 100% understand that. So it's going to look a little bit different for you than it looks for me. I have the flexibility of working and running my own business. Doesn't mean that I don't have late evenings. Last night I worked until 7:15. So last night was a later bedtime for me. I didn't crawl into bed until a whopping 8:30. A whopping 8:30. But I do have evenings where I work later, especially when I have a number of masterminds going on or I'm working with private clients who require an accommodation of doing evening calls. So there's that, but I do have the flexibility of going to bed when I want to go to bed because I don't have a lot of responsibilities to other people. And that's the life that I've personally chosen for myself. So things might look different for you. And I don't want you to feel bad about yourself if you can't become an early morning person, because there is not a requirement of being an early morning person in order to be successful. I know we see a lot of top performers and really successful people say, the number one thing that helped me become successful was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And that is the reason why I am where I am. Like, I don't agree with that. You can be successful if you sleep until 7 a.m. You can be successful if you sleep until 10 a.m. You can be successful if you sleep until noon. Again, sometimes we create these boxes for ourselves and these rigid structures for ourselves of what success is supposed to look like. And we think that success has to be getting up at 5 a.m., cooking a healthy breakfast, doing our journaling, doing our meditation, going to the gym at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. It does not have to look like that. It absolutely does not have to look like that in order for you to be successful. My journey in becoming an early morning person was a hard one because I worked prior to having my own business and prior to being a paralegal, I worked as a medical assistant. I was a medical technician. I was certified in giving medication to people at a nursing home. That was what I did for a number of years at the start of my, I want to say college career. The first time I went to college before I dropped out, I wanted to be a nurse. I was in school for respiratory therapy at the time because their nursing program was full, but I was working in a nursing home. And I was working the 3 to 11 shift. So I wasn't getting home until after, you know, shift change and all of that. I wasn't getting home until after midnight, which meant that I wasn't falling asleep until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I was sleeping in until 10, 11, 12 o'clock some days because I didn't have to be back at work until 3 o'clock. And at the time, I wasn't really doing anything to take care of myself, if I'm being completely honest. So I slept as much as I could. After that, I was a server, and oftentimes Friday nights, Saturday nights, I was working late, sometimes until 11, 12 o'clock, and then often I would go out with friends afterwards, and I would be out until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Then, of course, I'm going to sleep most of the next day away. So I have not always been a person who just like naturally woke up early in the morning. When I changed jobs and I started working as a paralegal after I finally went back to college for criminal justice, I started working as a paralegal. And I was working a normal like 8:30 to 5, 9 to 5 kind of job. I really struggled with being a person who could get to work on time because I didn't like getting out of bed early. Like getting up to the sound of an alarm at 7:30 felt like the worst thing in the world, if I'm being completely honest. I would literally wake up with just enough time to brush my teeth, splash my face with water, put some clothes on, and run out the door for work. We're talking like no makeup. Some days I would not even brush my hair, definitely not packing a lunch. Sometimes I would try and leave a little bit earlier so I could hit up the Sonic drive-thru and get a breakfast sandwich, tater tots, and a coffee-flavored milkshake on my way to work because that was just the vibes back in those days. But I certainly had no morning routine. I certainly was not energetic in the morning. I certainly was not focused and inspired in the morning. I sure as shit wasn't working out in the morning. At the time, I wasn't even working out at all. But eventually, when I started my second weight loss journey, I really did want to be consistent with exercise. And what really led me to start focusing on becoming a morning person was at the time, I was working a 9 to 5, and the only other real quote unquote responsibility that I had was this focus of wanting to lose weight. And I knew that that required me to be consistent with exercise. And obviously you do not have to exercise to lose weight, but I wanted to exercise to lose weight. At the time, I thought exercising would make me lose weight more quickly. Now I exercise for a number of very, very, very different reasons, and you should too. Exercise should not just be a means to controlling or losing your weight. It's something that we should do to take care of our bodies. But I digress. I wanted to be consistent with exercise. And while I was pretty good at working out a couple of times a week after work, I would often find that I would go into these long debates with myself about being too tired to do it. I would get off of work and I would say like, oh my gosh, I'm really hungry. I need to eat my dinner, and then my dinner needs to digest, and now it's time for me to go to bed, and I'm too tired, I don't have the energy, or oh, it's been a really long day, I deserve to just sit down and relax, and certainly I do, but I knew that those were just excuses for me to not show up and do what I really wanted to do for myself. So I started training myself to be a morning person, and that was 12 years ago, which is wild to say. I base everything, my timing of like remembering things, all of that off of when I met Chris. I met Chris 10 years ago in June, and I was consistent with working out for quite some time prior to meeting him and us starting dating. So I would say it was about 12 or 13 years ago that I started really forcing myself to wake up early in the morning. And it started with, if I was getting up at 7:30, let's just say, it started with, can I get up at 7? And can I spend just 10 or 15 minutes doing a quick little cardio workout or even just a little stretching workout? And then that gives me a little bit more buffer time where I can actually spend a couple of minutes putting myself together for work. And then once I got comfortable waking up at 7 o'clock and it was like, all right, this doesn't feel like the worst thing in the world, maybe now I can get up at 6:30. And I just kept pushing my alarm up and up and up and up and up a little bit over a course of many, many months to help me adjust to being a person who woke up earlier in the morning. And that happened because I tried to immediately set my alarm for 5 a.m. and every single day it was like, absolutely not, fuck this. There's no way I'm getting up when it is pitch black outside and I should still be asleep. Sometimes we want to go to extremes of like, oh, well, I currently wake up at 8:30, but I'd love to be a person that wakes up at 5 a.m. It's going to be challenging for you to go from being a person who wakes up at 8:30 in the morning to being a person who wakes up at 5 a.m. Number one, we have to understand that that kind of change is going to be uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar. And sleep is a really beautiful thing. Like, I love sleep. I have always loved sleep. My mom loves sleep. It's something that she taught me is like, sleep is bae. Like, I love sleeping so much. And I know that I also had to, at that point in my life, figure out a way to become consistent with doing the things that I said I wanted to do. And it felt for me that putting them at the start of my day when I didn't have excuses was the best thing that I could do for myself. And you might be feeling the same way. I don't know why you want to wake up earlier, but there are probably reasons why. And this is one of the things that we have to really think about when we're wanting to become morning people or people who wake up earlier. We have to really get clear on, why do you want to wake up earlier in the morning? What is it that you actually want to accomplish in the mornings? Because it's great to lay in bed and say, oh, I want to wake up at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, but great. When your alarm goes off at 5 a.m. the next morning, it's going to be very easy for you to say, oh no, I'd much rather stay underneath these warm covers. You have to already know in your mind what it is that you want to accomplish. So setting a plan for your day the evening before is something that I still do. Because listen, I wake up early. Most days I am out of bed by 6:45 at the latest, which isn't the earliest. But there are a lot of days that I'm also setting an alarm for 4:45, 5 o'clock, 5:15, 5:30, depending on what I have going on. That decision is made the night before. Today I knew I want to record a podcast episode before breakfast, before I get ready for the gym. So I reverse engineered my morning and I asked myself, what time do I have to wake up to make sure that I have enough time to do this? Unfortunately, last night I slept really, really terribly. I ended up moving to the couch because Chris has just been snoring, and this is something that I've been struggling with quite a bit lately. I moved to the couch. I slept really, really terribly, and I was up around 4:55 anyways this morning and just couldn't go back to sleep. So it's been a productive morning for me around the house. But also, I say that to say I woke up at 4:55 and I still had a solid 7.5 or 8 hours of sleep because of the time that I go to bed. So that's something else to keep in mind. your morning is only really going to be productive in getting up early if you're allowing yourself time to get adequate sleep. And it becomes easier and easier to go to bed earlier when you're waking up earlier. It's challenging if you, and this is one of the reasons why so many people suggest, and I suggest, trying to keep the same sleep-wake pattern throughout the week. I know that it's challenging. Sometimes when weekends come, we're like, I want to do fun things. I want to go out. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to sleep in. I want to chill a little bit. I personally try and keep my bedtime hours and my wake hours within like 30, 45 minutes, max an hour of my weekday, because it's what helps me stay in a rhythm. Because for example, let's just say I stay up until 2 a.m. on Saturday. That sounds like the worst thing in the world. Like, honestly, that sounds terrible. If I stayed up until 2 a.m. on Saturday, that means on Sunday, I'm likely probably going to sleep until 9, 10, 11, if my body was even capable of that. Sleep till 9, 10, 11. Come Sunday night, I'm not going to be tired at 8 o'clock because I slept until 11. So you do actually have to give your body time to train and adjust to going to bed earlier. But understanding that waking up early really does start in your evening, creating a solid evening routine for yourself, having a set wind down time, a time that you put devices away, a time that you do brushing teeth and skincare, a time that lights get turned off, a time that you're snuggling into bed. Like, and obviously it doesn't have to be to the minute. But I know for myself that when 7:30 comes, like, it's time for me to start unwinding. If I'm in the middle of work, it's like, all right, it's time for you to like back off this for a little bit, go relax for a couple of minutes, go wash your face, go brush your teeth, go get into your pajamas. Who am I kidding? I'm probably in my pajamas already, because the moment I'm done being on for work with camera calls and Instagram and all of that, I'm into my comfy clothes, because comfy clothes are life. But having a set wind down time in the evening is going to be really important for you. And understand that going to bed earlier will happen the more consistently you're waking yourself up earlier. There may be times where you have to force yourself into bed when you aren't tired, and maybe you pop a melatonin gummy to help start the sleep cycle for you. But also making sure that a part of your evening routine is getting clear on what time do I want to wake up tomorrow, and what is the intention behind me waking up at this hour? Because wanting to wake up just for the sake of waking up, sure, is great, but for most of us, it's not going to work. There has to be some kind of plan and intention there. So make sure that you're thinking about that the evening before. Why do you want to wake up at 5:30 or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock? What is it that you want to get accomplished? And then in the morning, when the alarm goes off, you remind yourself of that. Something that I absolutely had to do to become a morning person, there were, and there still are, mornings where I have to force myself out of bed. Do I have energy in the morning? Yes, absolutely. Is the morning time, it's 7 o'clock right now, is this when I am most energetic, when I have the most creativity, when I am the most excited? 100%. So I capitalize on that. I really try to. One of the reasons why I wake up early is because I want to be able to get in a solid hour, hour and a half of work before I leave for the gym, because it allows me time to really be in what feels like the most creative and energetic time for me. It feels really, really good. And then when I come home from the gym, I have my lunch and then I spend another couple of hours working. But things that require a lot of energy for me, a lot of creativity for me, those things get done and put first thing in the morning. There are certainly mornings where I still have to force myself out of the bed. It's not nearly as challenging as it used to be. In the past, I had a host of tricks up my sleeve to get me out of bed. I would set my alarm. One of the things that I did that was so beneficial was setting my alarm across the room and having to actually physically stand up. And then I had a rule for myself that turning back around and going in the direction of the bed is not an option. You walk into the bathroom and you turn on the light and you stand in there until you wake up. Another thing that helped me with this so much, and I've shared this before, is reminding myself, and if you can do this, you're going to become an early morning person far, far more easily because you understand this. Reminding yourself that you're likely going to be tired either way. For me, the other day, Chris and I woke up, we went to the gym together on Wednesday, and we were up at, I was up at 4:05, I think, because I couldn't really sleep. He got up around 3:30, 3:45, he couldn't really sleep. And then I heard him get up and I was up and I just kind of laid there tossing and turning, and I knew I didn't have to get up. My alarm wasn't set until 4:50. So I was like, oh, I have like 50 minutes. I can lay here. I can try and fall back asleep. I did until about 4:35. And then I was like, oh, fuck this. It's not working. There's no point. If I fall asleep now and have to wake up in 15 minutes, I'm going to be miserable. So I just got up. And as Chris and I were getting dressed for the gym, I was putting on my clothes and I was just like, I'm so tired. Like, I'm so tired. And he's like, well, go back to bed. And I was like, well, clearly I can't fall asleep. And no, because I'm still going to be tired when I wake up at 6 o'clock. I'm still going to be a little bit sleepy because the first couple minutes of your day, we're all a little bit sleepy. It's normal to feel a little bit tired as you're coming out of being asleep. So reminding yourself that whether you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, you're probably going to feel a little bit tired. Sure, certainly you'll be a little bit more rested if you get 2 extra hours of sleep. But if you're working on incorporating an early bedtime and making sure that you're still getting a 7-8 hour night of sleep or whatever you personally need, we all need different amounts of sleep. If you didn't listen to the episode that I did with Dr. Sarah, I'm going to put the link in the show notes of this episode so you can easily click and go back to that episode. It's a really, really good one and definitely worth listening to. She talks a lot about sleep and sleep chronotype and understanding what type of chronotype you are and really not feeling shame for that. Because I think in the land of personal development and the land of being successful, we can tend to think that we need to be early morning types when you absolutely don't. I know for me now, early morning type is what feels really good. It feels natural for me. But it certainly wasn't always natural feeling for me. I've really built myself into being this kind of person and I enjoy it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. If I didn't enjoy it, I would stay up later and I would sleep in later. But that's just not the kind of life that I want for myself. I don't want to stay up past 8 o'clock. I like taking my Metamucil and being a grandma and crawling into bed at 8 p.m. Say what you want about it. You're not right or wrong for feeling different. I'm not right or wrong for being this kind of person. But if you want to be an early morning person, I believe wholeheartedly that you can encourage yourself to become that. So remind yourself before you're going to bed what it is that you want to accomplish in the morning. Set your alarm out of reach for you. Remind yourself that you're probably going to be tired either way and really gently encourage and force yourself out of bed. Start trying to go to bed earlier and do so by creating a wind down time for yourself in the evening. Pick a time that feels good for you where you say, okay, this is when we get off of Instagram. This is when we get off of TikTok. This is when we get off of YouTube. We turn the TV off. We wash our face. We brush our teeth. We put our PJs on. We crawl into bed. We do the skincare. Whatever it is that's going to make you feel rested in the evening. Maybe you take a melatonin gummy. Whatever you have to do to start really adjusting to going to bed at an earlier time, the earlier you start going to bed, the easier it's going to be for you to wake up earlier in the morning. But again, it's not required of you to be successful. But if you want to be an early morning person, love that for you. I love my early mornings because it's the type of person that I am. So I hope that this was helpful for you if you want to adjust to being an early morning person. I love you guys so very much. I'm going to ask if you have not already, if you would please leave a rating and review here on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. It's very simple. If you listen on the Purple Podcast app, you can just go to the show, make sure you're following so you can see when we release new episodes. Scroll down a bit and you will see 5 empty stars. Click on the 5th star to leave a 5-star rating. And then underneath, you'll see an opportunity to leave a little review. If you're listening on Spotify, you can also engage with me by using the Q&A feature over there. Within each episode, you have an opportunity to ask questions, leave comments, etc. I see those. I love those. I publish those. I appreciate those. You guys are the absolute best. I appreciate you being a part of the Queen of Pep Talks community. I'm so grateful that I get to pour into you every single week. I love you so very much, and I will chat with you on the next episode here on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.